on Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. This is AFL Trade Exchange for Toyota Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. And Host Plus. Host Plus has been named Super Rating Super Fund of the Year for 2023. That's a plus. Issued by Host Plus Proprietary Limited. Check the PDS and TMD at hostplus.com.au.
Welcome back to Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio, engineered in Germany, proven in Australia. Trade up to Continental Tyres this trade period. This is the trade exchange for Toyota Hilux. Toyota Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. And for Host Plus. Host Plus has been named Super Rating Super Fund of the Year for 2023. That's a plus. Issued by Host Plus Pty Limited. Check the PDS and TMD at hostplus.com.au. Sarah Olley and Josh Gablich back for deadline day, baby. The trade exchange, Josh. An hour of power for you and I. There is still so much to get done as we count down till 7:30 p.m. this evening.
Good morning, Sarah. You've got a trench coat on. It means you mean business on the final day of the trade period. Nataya, who needs to get a lot of business done today, is the Hawthorn list boss, Mark McKenzie. He's got six deals in play right now. Four players they want to bring in and two players that may depart by 7:30 p.m. tonight. We're going to unpack it this morning because we didn't think that Hawthorn was going to be the big player. We thought Sydney and Essendon and Port Adelaide, and Sydney and Essendon have got their deals done. Port still has a lot to do today, but Hawthorn now have emerged quite late as the big player.
And we're calling them the Hawthorn half dozen this morning.
Very creative from you, Sarah.
Later in the show, thank you very much. It must be the trench coat. We're also going to speak to Begoan Nguyen, of course, North Melbourne's new recruit. An amazing story, which we will reflect upon as well. We'll also just cast our eyes back to this time last year, deadline day, and the trades that went through. But Josh, let's begin with the Hawthorn half dozen, because as you said, Mark McKenzie is going to be one busy man this morning. His phone will be running hot. I hope he's brought a charger and perhaps even a spare. And let's begin with Jack Ginnivan, the name that's really emerged in the past 24 hours.
Well, it was only a couple of hours after we left this studio yesterday afternoon, Sarah, when Sam Ebben and Tom Morris went bang with the news that Jack Ginnivan was exploring his trade options. It was a bit of a messy afternoon with the Jack Ginnivan situation. Two sides to the story here, which is really fascinating. He's yet to formally request a move, but Collingwood did confirm that he's exploring his options. It has felt like Collingwood is potentially pushing him out the door after getting Lachie Schultz. That's the view of Jack Ginnivan's camp at this point, because there was a thought that he would remain even on the back of Lachie Schultz. He's been away in Bali considering his options. He returned over the weekend and he met Sam Mitchell yesterday morning at home. And I believe that Hawthorn have now tabled a four-year offer prize him out of Collingwood, which would be his first legitimate big contract. Because if you think back to his most recent contract extension, he signed that at the start of last year before he really got going and had that 40-goal season. So it makes a lot of sense to me for all parties involved here, because Hawthorn has so much to work through today. It just feels a real need when you think about Tyler Brockman left on the weekend. Bruce is coming to the end. Chad Wingard's not going to play for at least the first half of next season. They've got a lot to work through, but if they can get the future second round pick, for example, from Brandon Ryan, which we'll get to, that could facilitate this trade. But a lot has emerged in the last 24 hours around Jack Ginnivan. And Hawthorn's interest hasn't just turned up overnight. They've had interest in Jack Ginnivan for months. It's just become more concrete on the back of the Lachie Schultz situation.
So by 7:30 p.m. today, he will be at one of two clubs, Jack Ginnivan. He's contracted until the end of 2024 with the Pies, where he, of course, is a premiership player. He'll either stay there or take that four-year deal that has been tabled to him, as you just said, Josh. Do we feel like, I know you said it may have been a warning sign when Lachie Schultz came, but perhaps have there been earlier warning signs when it came to Jack Ginnivan? I mean, he's so young. He's only 20. He's only played the 42 games. He's a lightning rod for criticism, for fanfare. He's coming off last year where he kicked 40 goals, which is incredible for a young small forward. He had a really up and down year this season with the drug strike, a 10-week stretch in the VFL. He played from round 22 into the grand final and actually played himself into the starting team. So he's a resilient young kid, but even after the grand final, with all the glow, Craig McRae said, you know, read the room, Jack. Probably shouldn't have been at the races last night.
Yeah, I thought that was a really fair comment. I mean, that press conference went for 21 minutes. I sat in that press conference and the comments on Ginnivan were 30 seconds of that long extended post-game premiership press conference. So there's been so much to play out with Jack Ginnivan this year. I think you track it all the way back to the Bobby Hill acquisition, because at the time it didn't feel like Bobby Hill was going to go past Jack Ginnivan, but he did that in November, December, January and February over the preseason. And by round one, Jack Ginnivan wasn't going to be in the team regardless of that suspension. I don't think in my eyes, from the form and the way Collingwood were picking their team at match simulation across the summer. So, yeah, it's been a tough situation. We can't forget that Jack Ginnivan was a rookie. We have spoken about Jack Ginnivan like he was a top five, top 10 pick. I mean,
that's the interest he garners.
Yeah, totally. And there are a lot of Collingwood supporters that are absolutely heartbroken by this news and the threat and the potential that Jack Ginnivan's playing elsewhere and will find a new home by 7:30 PM tonight. So a big story, a really big story. We needed another new name to discuss yesterday because it had been stagnating somewhat. There are only three deals that got done yesterday, so I'm glad that we've got that one to discuss today.
So that's one of the Hawthorn half dozen. Let's get to Mabior Chole now. The Hawks, they've tabled also a four-year offer with a trigger of a fifth. The Suns have been keen on a future second round, but the Hawks, they're angling Josh Moore for a third.
Well, I think it'll be either or now, and it was mooted that a three-way trade with Richmond for Jacob Kaczynski could get this one done. That was pushed by Hawthorn. Gold Coast didn't have any interest in that. So this, I believe, will get done independently. And this doesn't feel too far away. I mean, nothing can be done formally until 3 PM this afternoon. But regardless of the Jack Gunson and the Jack Ginnivan situation, Hawthorn committed to Mabior Chole a long way out. They beat North Melbourne. They beat Adelaide. Brisbane had early interest in him. So they have been committed to Mabior Chole for some time, and they are adamant that they will get that done.
You just mentioned something there about 3 PM and how we can't see any deals executed until then. Can you just explain that a little bit further to the listeners?
Well, it's a little bit of spice added from AFL HQ to ensure that we get to the deadline with plenty of deals still in play. So the four-way trade, which we'll get to at some point this morning, hasn't been formalised.
Yeah.
Yes. I can say that only about half an hour ago, the four clubs involved sat down on a Zoom call with Ned Guy to complete the trade. And that's what happens with every trade. It's a 5-10 minute conversation just to tick everything off at the back end. That's because this was lodged quite late in the day yesterday. Too late in the end with so many moving parts to it to be formalised yesterday afternoon. So that'll be ticked off at 3 PM this afternoon.
All right. Massimo D'Ambrosio. This is kind of wavered every which way, Josh, because we were hearing that there was the potential that he could walk to the pre-season draft. Is that real?
That is real, Sarah. And Hawthorn have been aware of this for some time. Tom Morris revealed this yesterday, and I believe that Essendon were a little bit blindsided by this little quirk in the rules. Essentially,
hang on, blindsided or they didn't know the rules?
Well, both. They weren't aware. They hadn't contemplated that this was a real prospect. Hawthorn had tabled pick 63. Essendon rejected that. Most people would think that in and around 56 or 63, those later picks that Hawthorn currently holds would get this deal done for someone that was taken in the mid-season draft last year and has played just the 16 games. I mean, Essendon did drag their heels on offering him a one-year extension, and Hawthorn saw an opportunity. They offered to. They got him out of there. And it was too late in the end for Essendon to change his mind. So this is one that may not get done today, but that doesn't mean he doesn't find his way to Hawthorn when the DFA window opens in November.
So it's not the end of the road for Massimo D'Ambrosio by any stretch of the imagination. And you speak about Jack Ginnivan being this new name that popped up yesterday, but prior to that, it was another Jack in Jack Gunston, which kind of caught us by surprise. Damien Barrett, one of our colleagues at the AFL, sending out a tweet, kind of winding back the clock, Damo, breaking the news that Jack Gunston, the Brisbane veteran, was interested. Indeed, he has a desire to come back home to Hawthorn.
I did say that to Damo on Monday. I said, a very rare tweet from you. You're usually a retweeter or whatever you call it these days, but did enjoy that on Friday. We did unpack that because a new name at this time in the year is always interesting. As it sits right here, it is no guarantee to happen. I think it does get done in the end, but Hawthorn have so many other balls in the air. And Gunson is adamant on getting to Hawthorn, not getting to another club in Melbourne. So still plenty to play at in this sense. Brisbane are disappointed because if they had have known about this a little bit earlier, Tom Fullerton may have stayed because Tom Fullerton was looking for greater opportunity. With Jack Gunston departing, I mean, he was higher up the queue in terms of coming in. You've got to prepare for a Joe Danaher and Eric Hipwood not to be there. So Brisbane have pivoted late. We'll get to Brandon Ryan in a moment, but Brandon Ryan is now firmly in their sights. They've met with him now. They've tabled a three-year offer, which is huge for someone that wasn't on the AFL list at the end of May and has only played three AFL games. And the kicker here for Hawthorn is a future second-round pick is in play, which is, again, great business for Hawthorn, given they only used a mid-season pick on him 4 months ago, and they need to satisfy deals with Collingwood and with Gold Coast, who are both looking for a second-round pick, whether it's this year or next year. So that could also unlock some moves.
It's going to be fascinating to hear from Jack Gunston when everything transpires, just when this ignited in him, this desire to get back not just to Victoria but to Hawthorn, because as you say, Brisbane seemed to be taken by surprise, particularly in the case with Tom Fullerton, but also the Hawks taken a bit by surprise as well. I mean, we'll find out the truth somewhere down the track, but do you think that one, Jack Gunston, could be one that comes down to the 11th hour, so 7 p.m, 7:30, 7:31 kind of thing?
Yeah, it's got that 7:25 plus feel to it, Sarah. And if we think last year, the Tom Mitchell deal got done with 3 minutes to go. The Jagger O'Meara deal was actually submitted, I think, just on the deadline, so the paperwork was lodged just afterwards. So Hawthorn has had a little bit of a recent history of getting things done very late, and the piece Lloyd Meek was attached to the Jagger O'Meara exchange. So I dare say the Jack Gunston situation at this point right now, it is only 11:11 this morning, but it does feel down the pecking order of Hawthorn priorities right now.
Jacob Kaczynski, now he's trying to get to Richmond. The Hawks initially wanted a top 30 pick, which I think most people were quite surprised by, but the Tigers angling towards a pick in the 60s. This deal will get done, won't it?
I think so. I think so. My understanding now is it's a future pick that Hawthorn is after. Richmond have offered picks in the 60s, which Hawthorn have no interest in. I mean, they're not going to use them this year. We know the draft's not going to go probably beyond pick 55, so they're of no value to them. They have been a way apart in terms of how they value Jacob Kaczynski. I mean, Hawthorn offered him a one-year extension. My understanding is Richmond's offered him a three-year deal, so there is a fair gap between the two. And you think about Jacob Kaczynski's year, he only played the 12 games, was dropped a few times, finished the season at VFL level. There were other clubs looking at him, like North Melbourne showed some interest. So there was a market for Jacob Kaczynski. They're hard to find, these 198-centimetre mobile keys. He's only 23, so this is one that has taken a bit longer than expected to get done.
Richmond have been pretty quiet this trade period, haven't they?
Well, they've had to be on the back of what they did last year, when you consider what they paid for Tim Taranto, 12 and 19, and Jacob Hopper. There were first-round picks involved in that in this year's window, so it has made it more challenging. It is challenging to go back-to-back windows when you look at it. Even as good as the Lachie Schultz deal has been for Collingwood, it's the only deal they've done because of the four players they brought in last year. Obviously, they've moved on Taylor Adams, but only one player has come in so far.
I guess the criticism there around Richmond is that they sold the farm, I'm saying that in inverted commas, in order to get Taranto and Hopper to the club. Do we feel like that's fallen flat, or is 12 months not long enough to get a full picture of whether or not they're going to help this side?
Well, Tim Taranto won a best and fairest in his first year. I mean, how much more did you want from him, to be honest? And Jacob Hopper, I think, is going to be a very, very good get long term. We're going to have to measure these over the length of their deals, these seven-year deals that they both signed this time last year. So, yeah, there was a lot to give up for two midfielders, but you've got to think about the age. 24 at the time, I think two really good gets, and Tim Taranto couldn't have had a better start to his career.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, it's deadline day. You can text us 0419 187 323 for Imar Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13 Imar. Josh, a question here off the text line. Is there any chance Jack Ginnivan could be at any other club? And I'm guessing by that they mean Hawthorn or Collingwood.
It's a good question. Other clubs did ask the question of Jack Ginnivan's manager, John Meeson, yesterday. His phone was going off. I know other clubs have been just monitoring this situation, but it has come so late in the piece that if you're not prepared to execute it, it does make it quite difficult. Tyler Brockman leaving Hawthorn, they've been preparing for that for some time. So that definitely helps, because there's a clear hole in their best 22, and they've got the draft capital to get it done, I think.
There's another question which we will answer on the other side of this. It has to do with Jack Billings. Plenty more to come on the Trade Exchange.
AFL Trade Exchange for Toyota Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. And Host Plus. Host Plus has been named Super Rating Super Fund of the Year for 2023. That's a plus. Issued by Host Plus Proprietary Limited. Check the PDS and TMD at hostplus.com.au.